She's articulate, she's passionate, and she tells the truth about health. She's Dr. Holly. It's time for the Dr. Holly Lucille Show.
Hey, folks. All right. Thanks so much for coming back and listening. So, I've heard of this slogan for years and years and years and years, and I have journalists calling me all the time wanting to me to weigh in on catchy little things all the time that say and start with, it's the new year, new you. I mean, for years, we've been hearing new year, new you. Well, this year, I decided to say new year, new you, not, okay? Because, you know, I get it. The slogan, I mean, we do. We hear it year after year. It's catchy. It's got the marketing marvel of simplicity and succinctness, and as well, the installation of hope to stick to those robust resolutions of becoming a new you in the new year, right? I hear it, and I started to go, you know what? Anytime I start hearing something over and over again, I don't know if we're really, do we have to really renew ourselves every year? You know, because I think it might be catchy, but the slogan is a setup. I think it's dead wrong. I mean, and this might be big news to you folks listening out there, but you, I guarantee you, are the same you January 1st that you were at 11:59 p.m. on December 31st. Yep, same you. And I think actually, quite honestly, that's just a good thing. I think the notion of the slogan is a huge contributing factor to the results of a research done by the University of Scranton. It was reported in Forbes magazine that suggested only 8% of people, 8% of the over 60% of folks who make New Year's resolutions, so they resolve to do something, to be a new person in some way, shape, or form, only 8% actually end up sticking to it and achieving these New Year goals, okay? So, you know, you've heard this in other ways too, right? Have you ever said, oh, this is a good one. Okay, I'll start on Monday, right? You, Friday after work, you went to happy hour and that led to some crazy eating behaviors. And then Saturday, oh, maybe just to get through that hungover feeling, you hit the carbohydrates pretty hard, breakfast with friends, maybe even a mimosa. And then at Saturday night, you had a party to go to. So it's the old, you know what? I'm going to start on Monday. We've done that before too, right? Or how about, oh, I'm never drinking again after you've had too many and a hangover that could take out an alligator. Well, you ever wonder why any of those resolutions don't stink? Let's just put it this way. Have you ever wondered why those resolutions, those type of resolutions, they haven't stuck? Well, here's my take. I think the bigger question, what is wrong with the old you anyway? Seriously. I think to do anything in this life, to change, to grow, learn, to create, we have to have our old selves. We need the bumps and the bruises and the broken hearts of our history, and the hangovers, I should say, to cultivate that wisdom so desperately needed to really make any changes moving forward, all right? I think our old self is pretty much where it's at. I mean, that is our old selves, us. It's where we house the luscious, rich, extraordinary experiences of our lives that we need to draw upon to be a better person, to lose weight, to spend more time with our families, to join a gym and use it, to get organized finally, to be less stressed, to stop smoking, to drink less, to decrease our debt, to volunteer, or really any number of the quote-unquote resolutions that are exclaimed each and every year by millions and millions of people. You know, sure, it feels good to resolve wishes and the tension of the conflict that you might be in. But it's not a quick process, and it absolutely requires that you don't just toss out your old self. Quite the contrary, I would say. I think true transformation starts with gathering up all your experiences and information and taking a look at it from a different angle. The way to change, I mean really change, and get closer to clenching the desires of your heart is all through shifting your view. So I say instead of new year, new you, I say new year, new view. I say you start looking at things differently. And by first, maybe doing an autopsy of things that have failed in the past. When I'm working with people losing weight and I ask them, well, hey, have you ever been on a diet before? And they sometimes sheepishly or embarrassingly say, yeah, many times. I'm like, well, let's just pick it apart. Let's see what went wrong and really get in there. I think it's so important. The new year, and it's the new view. How can you look at things in a different way? How can you be more gentle with yourself moving forward? How can you rely on the faith that you've really earned throughout the years of just being alive, knowing that you're okay, knowing that you're on the right path, knowing that things are unfolding and you have a purpose in this life? All right. Resolving to be a new you, I don't know. I think it's short-sighted. I think that if we keep doing that over and over and over again, we're not ever really going to grow in a way that is substantial, that means something. And so I say it's the new year, it's the new view. Take your old self, your same self, look at it in a way, in a different way, okay? Change some things that you wanted to change, sure. Start journaling more if that helps you keep track of your thoughts. Be gentle with yourself. Start spending more time with yourself so you can make contact with yourself so you know, hey, what the heck is going on in your world, right? I would say another tip to do this, take those social media things off of your phone. Sure, I think they're great. Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, Tumblr, I could go Pinterest, I could go on and on and on. I think they're great to keep in touch and to certainly share information. You got it. But you know what? Sit down, have a place and time for it, but mindlessly, do it mindfully. Take them off your phone. Seriously, I've had so many people do that this year for a period of time. Well, I know we're on, but it just makes such a big difference. You have so much more space in your head to actually make contact with yourself. Be a friend to yourself. Get that new view, all right? And be gentle. I think I've said it 3 or 4 times this show, but I think that's what it really takes. You know, if you have that hangover, and you know what? Let's say it's not the first time. Start getting curious before critical. Ask yourself, what is going on? There must be something going on. What's that conflict? Because I think that the real disease is being able to not have your heart, your head, and your actions all line up and be congruent, right? You've got this idea of who you are in your head, and you've got these heartfelt desires that you want to follow through with in your lifetime and see come to fruition. But then you've got these actions that go against them. Those are the things that I think are the real disconnect. And so getting curious about, hey, what's going on there? Why aren't they congruent? Where am I disconnected? Where do I need to just stop and reconnect with the new you? I mean, with the new view, I should say. It's even confusing to me. All right, but that's the thing that I feel like is really going to provide substantiation when it comes to resolving. Resolve to just make deeper contact with yourself. Don't throw yourself out. It's not a new year, new you. I just don't think it's the way to go. I've seen too many people, guess what? And it gets worse and worse and worse because what happens? The resolution is there. You get out of that conflict. You make it. It feels good. You feel like that's, you know, I'm never doing that again. And guess what? 9 out of 10 people and 9 out of 10 times, they do it again. And what do you think happens then? Yep, it's more and more shame piled on a person who was wanting to change anyway. And that leads to big time trouble. Why? Because what do we do to get out of feelings that are so uncomfortable like shame? We usually engage in the same darn behaviors that we're wanting to change. And so that shame cycle is no good to get into. All right. So what's the bottom line? It's not a new year, new you. It is definitely a new year, a new view. Embrace yourself, take a look at yourself, make better contact with yourself, and move forward with all of your histories, all of your lessons. All right? That view is going to work. I am Dr. Holly Lucille. This is Mindful Medicine on Radio MD. Thank you for listening. You can always follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Your Radio MD. We'll be right back.